Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you're joining us for day two of our lesson called Sitting Alone. Mary and Jane are two friends and they're talking about whether or not they should invite somebody else at their school to sit with them for lunch. Well, this makes me wonder, what do you act like or how do you act when you meet someone new? Someone you don't know yet. How do you act? Nathaniel?
Well, I try to be quite friendly and ask a few questions, but if I'm meeting them in a big group, I'm often more quiet. I'm not a person who likes crowds very much.
Okay, so it depends on the crowd, depends where you are. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I think it does depend a lot on where I am and what role I'm playing when I'm meeting them. If I'm hosting an event and there are people coming that I don't know, then I'm very friendly, very welcoming. I want them to feel comfortable meeting me and meeting the rest of my friends.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, one of my strengths is meeting new people, knowing what to say and what not to say. Actually, sometimes my friends, my close friends tell me, why do you treat new people better than you treat us? So it could be an issue. Maybe you're really good at meeting new people, maybe not. Let's get started with the next part of this conversation between Mary and Jane.
Sitting alone.
Why not us? If I were Sally, I'd want someone to befriend me. Wouldn't you?
I guess so. But I don't think we're doing anything wrong by not befriending her. We're not mean to her, and not going out of our way to talk to her is understandable. We can't be best friends with everyone.
Maybe not. But we can show compassion to one person. It's not that hard to have one more friend.
We're already pretty busy. Where will we find time?
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you think it's important to reach out to someone sitting alone? Or do you think it's okay not to reach out as long as you're not being mean? Think about that as we conclude our point of view article today. Here is your vocabulary. Befriend. Befriend is a verb. Carrie was eager to befriend her new classmate. Understandable. Understandable is an adjective. Since you're a new employee, it is understandable that you don't know everyone yet. Compassion. Compassion is a noun. After watching the documentary, the class felt deep compassion for the poor. Hang out. Hang out is a phrasal verb. Jessica loves to hang out with her best friend every weekend. Let's look at the rest of the article.
Okay, this is turning into quite an argument here between Mary and Jane. Well, let's get started learning something from some of these lines. Nathaniel, why don't you be Jane today? And Mary, you can get started here.
Okay, great. Well, yesterday, Jane had asked, why should they be the ones to invite Sally to sit with them? So Mary's response, why not us? If I were Sally, I'd want someone to befriend me.
Excellent. I need to interrupt you here, Mary. Thank you. We have a word bank word to talk about there. It is the word befriend. This is a good thing to do. If you befriend somebody, that means you become friends with them. Maybe you do something or say something first and invite them to be friends with you. How might you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, I think it's easy to befriend some people quickly. Others, it takes a little bit longer to get to know.
All right, that's very true. Different people have different personalities. How might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, again, you can also use this word when you're talking about animals. You can befriend a stray cat, befriend a stray dog. It means that you are friendly towards them and they trust you. So you can befriend animals as well.
Okay, well, who was the last person that you befriended? Think about that. Talk about it in English. There's something else from this sentence that I think is very valuable. It's the phrase, if I were so-and-so, I'd do this. And I think the reason Mary says this is, it actually reminds me of the golden rule. Do to others what you want them to do to you. So if you like the feeling, then you could do it to somebody else. Mary wants to be kind to Sally. And Mary, you have one more line there, I think?
Yes, a short question. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you?
Gabe, I can't do this. I'm not good at being a girl.
What? What are you talking about? You have to be the girl. I was the girl yesterday, and I know that people want to hear you be a girl today.
Okay. I'll just do it. I guess so, but I don't think we're doing anything wrong by not befriending her. We're not mean to her, and not going out of our way to talk to her is understandable.
Excellent, I suppose. Not a lot of enthusiasm there for Jane today. Well, we do have some things to look at from this sentence, and one of them is the phrase, go out of one's way. This is kind of a bonus phrase for you. When you go out of your way to do something, that means you had one goal, but then you kind of did something else on the way. It wasn't convenient. You went out of the way to do it. So how might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I often tell people, please don't go out of your way, but if you can do this, then that would be great. Maybe I forgot to pick something up at the store, so if you're going to the store, could you get that for me? But don't go out of your way.
All right, don't go out of your way. Maybe someone might go out of their way to say hi to you. They didn't have to go and stop by where you are, but they just went out of their way to say hi. Nathaniel, how would you use this phrase?
Well, sometimes someone gives you a gift or maybe some kind of food, mm-hmm. just spontaneously, and you said, well, I hope you didn't go out of your way to do that. Thank you, though. I hope you didn't go out of your way.
But if you did go out of your way, it would be understandable. That person needs some food. The next word we have here is understandable. This is from our word bank, and if it's easy to understand, it doesn't take a lot of explaining, then it's understandable. Nathaniel, how might you use that word?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I think it's understandable that a person might want to sit alone sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just feel like doing that. Sometimes you maybe have to eat quickly. But there are understandable reasons for sitting alone.
Right, that is understandable. But how might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if you see someone who is very excited, very happy, because they passed their exam, their reaction is understandable. Of course they're going to be happy. They passed. They finished. They're done.
Excellent. It is understandable, and it's understandable that we need to continue. Nathaniel, please continue as Jane.
We can't be best friends with everyone.
Maybe not, but we can show compassion to one person.
That touches my heart, Carolyn. We can show compassion to one person. I mean, not Carolyn, Mary, of course. Mary, thank you. Compassion is from our word bank. And if you have compassion, that means you have a kind of love that is able to see other people as valuable. And maybe you're busy, but you still put value and place value on other people. You have compassion. Maybe you do something with compassion. How could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you should have compassion for people when you see that they need something. Mm-hmm. Maybe you live in a big city and you see someone trying to get onto a crowded bus and they need a seat. Be compassionate and give them your seat. Show them compassion.
All right, Nathaniel, how might you use that word?
Well, that's a good point. She said the word compassionate, which is the adjective form. So ask yourself, what are you compassionate about or compassionate for? You should really care about those things.
That's right. It is good to be compassionate. C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N-A-T-E. Mary, please continue.
Oh, yes. It's not that hard to have one more friend.
We're already pretty busy. Where will we find time?
Excellent, excellent conversation. Let's continue now, learning something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看 befriend 这个动词。befriend 是指和某人做朋友。例如 I love to befriend people from different backgrounds. I can learn many things from them. 我喜欢和不同背景的人交朋友。我可以从他们身上学到好多。或者是 I was befriended by a lovely old lady on my flight home. 在回程的航班上有一位可爱的老太太对我像朋友一样的和善。继续我们看的是 compassion 这个不可数名词 com 这个字首有一起的意思 passion 是指热情所以 compassion 是指同情或怜悯例如 the doctor shows great compassion to his patients 这位医生对待病人相当的有同情心或者是 the girl's heart was filled with compassion for the starving kids 这个女孩心中充满了对这些饥饿中的孩子的怜悯之情
We've been listening to a conversation between Mary and Jane, and they seem to be disagreeing on inviting Sally to come join them for lunch. Mary thinks that it is good to show compassion to other people and try to befriend them. But Jane thinks that it's understandable that they don't try to be friends with everyone. Well, let's see what these girls continue to say to each other and whether or not they can come to an agreement.
Sitting alone.
We can invite her to join us when we're with our other friends, like to a party or something. And we have lots of time to chat between classes. Besides, if we get to know Sally, we'll probably discover things about her. She might be really interesting and fun to be around.
Well, lunch is over anyway.
I guess it's too late for her to sit with us today.But maybe I'll invite her to hang out with us at the mall on Saturday.
I don't think I'll join you, but have fun.
Very interesting. Well, if you ask me, I think that Jane will be missing out on getting to know someone new. I think Mary will have fun getting to know Sally.Well, speaking of Mary, Mary, could you pick it up?
Oh, sure, yes. We can invite her to join us when we're with our other friends, like to a party or something. And we have lots of time to chat between classes. Besides, if we get to know Sally, we'll probably discover things about her.
Excellent. I need to interrupt you here. That was great.It's true, Mary is trying to think of different ways that they can get to know Sally. Sometimes it can be kind of scary just to start up a conversation with just one other person. Maybe it's good to have other people around, like at a party. Well, we see a word here that we want to talk about. It is the word besides. Mary says, besides, if we get to know Sally, we'll probably discover things about her. So you use that word to...kind of mention another fact about something. Nathaniel, how might you use that word?
Well, you can use it at the beginning of a sentence, mm-hmm. like in this case, but you could put it at the end as well. That table is full, but there are many other open seats besides. Mm. It's almost kind of like saying anyway. Besides is a similar meaning.
Yeah, that's true. Carolyn, how might you use that word?
Yes, there are different ways to use the word besides, and you might say, oh, well...I really like to go shopping. Besides, while I'm there, I can spend time with my friends, so I can get two things done that I enjoy at the same time.
That's right. Besides. We also learned about Zanzibar earlier this month. You might say, besides tourism, spices is a big industry in Zanzibar. So there are different ways to use this word, besides. Usually it has an S. All right, Mary, please continue.
Oh, yes, thank you. She might be really interesting and fun to be around.
Well, Jane, I think it's your turn. Aren't you going to continue? Isn't this the best part of your day, Nathaniel?
Well, I think it's your turn to read the 1 3-word sentence, Gabe.
Oh, right. The 3-word sentence? Well, the bell rings. There. Continue, Jane.
Well, lunch is over anyway.
I guess it's too late for her to sit with us today. But maybe I'll invite her to hang out with us at the mall on Saturday.
Excellent. I need to interrupt you here for a minute, Mary, because we have some word bank words there. It is hang out. Now, when you hang out with somebody, that means you're spending time with them. It's not work time. You're hanging out with somebody, getting to know them, just having fun. It's casual. You're hanging out. So when do you hang out with people, Carolyn?
Well, I like to hang out with people after work. You know, you finish working or maybe you finish class. You can hang out with your friends at a coffee shop.
All right, that's a great place to hang out. Nathaniel, do you ever hang out with anybody?
Oh, well, every once in a while I spend time with people. Usually I just keep to myself. No, actually, I like hanging out with people and having good conversations.
Right. You like hanging out with people as long as you can have your own voice and maybe not the voice of Jane, right? You don't like being Jane, huh?
You might say that.
Huh. Well, I did. However, I do think that Jane has one more line, and I think you'll do a great job, Nathaniel. Take it away.
I don't mind. I don't think I'll join you, but have fun.
Excellent! Well, you said that with such excitement. I don't think I'll join you, but have fun. Well, that's what Jane is deciding. She's not going to hang out with Mary and Sally at the mall on Saturday, but she does say to have fun. I didn't really sense that much excitement from her. Have fun. Do you think she meant that, Carolyn?
No, I think she might be a little bit sarcastic when she is saying this. She doesn't really mean for them to have fun because she thinks that this is going to be very boring and not fun at all.
Yeah, I don't think Jane was being very sincere here with that last line. Well, it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the information cloud, and then we'll enjoy a review skit and then go on to Michelle in the language lab.
Good news, everyone. Latin is not dead. There are plenty of Latin words and phrases that we English speakers still use on a regular basis.
So you don't need to become fluent in Latin, but if you're serious about studying English, you should become familiar with some of the most commonly used Latin expressions.
Okay, earlier this month, Ken introduced the Latin phrase carpe diem. Well, today, let's get familiar with a few more.
Okay, one phrase that is very fitting for today's lesson is persona non grata. It refers to someone like Sally in our lesson who is not welcome in a certain situation because he or she is considered a threat or a source of conflict.
All right, another useful Latin expression is status quo, and it means the existing state of something. You'll hear this used in the news because businessmen, politicians, and diplomats, they tend to prefer the status quo.
Right. Like Jane in our lesson, they like to keep the status quo because changing things will likely create confusion and disorder.
Friends, for more Latin phrases, go to Google and type in 50 common Latin phrases every college student should know.
我们今天不学英文，我们来学拉丁文。有人说 Latin is dead， 拉丁文是个死的语言。其实在英文当中还是有许多常用的拉丁文片语，像 status quo 就是现状，原来的状况。我们常常说维持现状就可以用 maintain 或 keep。Keep the status quo. 注意前面必须要有定冠词 the status quo. 另外还有 persona non grata, 就是一个不受欢迎的人。今天课文中这一位不受欢迎的 Sally 可以说是一个 persona non grata。但是这个片语呢 最常出现的地方是在外交的领域，通常是指被一个国家或地区因为某种原因而被拒绝入境的人士。一个 persona non grata 是一个被列为不受欢迎的人物。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Look, Sally is eating alone again. Let's invite her over.
I think our table is full.
Oh, we can make room.
No, people might think she's our friend.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Sally is weird. People will think we're weird too, and they won't want to be friends.
Oh, that's just silly.
Besides, if we're nice to her, she might want to tag along with us.
Well, what do you have against Sally?
She's unpopular, not pretty, painfully shy, doesn't excel, doesn't belong to any clubs.
Well, maybe she just needs someone to reach out to her.
Yeah, maybe, but it doesn't have to be us.
Why not us? If I were Sally, I'd want someone to befriend me.
We can't be friends with everyone. Not sitting with her is understandable.
Well, I think we should show some compassion. We should spend some time with her.
We're already busy. We don't have time.
Who knows? She might be interesting and fun.
Well, fine. Go sit with her and find out.
Okay, I think I will. You can join us if you want to.
No, thank you. Oh, now I'm sitting here alone. People will think I'm weird. Hey, wait for me.
All right, 接下来我们看的是这段课文中的句子。Besides, if we get to know Sally, we'll probably discover things about her. 里面的 discover 这个动词 ,dis 这个字首有离开的意思。Cover 是指遮盖，所以 discover 拿去遮盖的意思就是指发现。例如 ,the scientists discovered that the plant's leaves can soothe muscle pain. 科学家们发现这种植物的叶子可以减轻肌肉的疼痛。最后我们看的是 hang out 这个动词片语。hang out 是指一起玩或一起做事情。它的过去式和过去分词是 hung,h-u-n-g。例如 ,Richard and his buddies love to hang out at his place. Richard 跟他的朋友喜欢在他家一起玩。或者是 ,after school, we usually hang out at the cafe for a while. 下课后我们通常会去这家咖啡厅坐一坐。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Well, we enjoyed a good conversation between Mary and Jane today. I personally agree with Mary more. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I also agree with Mary because there were many times, even at my own high school, when I would see someone sitting by themselves and invite them to join me and my friends while we were eating lunch so that they wouldn't have to sit alone.
It is a nice thing to do. What do you think about this, Nathaniel?
Of course, I agree with Mary. Who wouldn't?
Okay, I understand that I made you play the part of a girl today, but you should still have a good attitude while teaching.
You want to play a girl? It's whatever. I mean, I'm just glad we're done with this today. I did not come here to play a girl, all right? I'm over it. I guess I'm sitting alone. Well, we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom. Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Chapter 14. Tom finds a way out. We must go back to Tom and Becky's part in the picnic.They went happily along the passages with the rest of the children. visiting all the well-known wonders of the cave. The hall, the great church, Aladdin's palace, and others. Then they joined in the fun in and out of the side passages. After that, they wandered down one of the passages, holding their candles up and reading the names, dates, addresses, and other things written in candle smoke and all mixed together. Still moving along and talking, they hardly noticed that they were now in a part of the cave that had no writing on the walls. At last, Becky said,
Tom, I didn't notice, but it seems a long time since I heard any of the others.
You're right, Becky. We must start back.
They started along a passage and went in silence for a long way, looking into each opening. But all the openings were strange. Every time Tom examined a new passage, Becky watched his face, hoping to see him show that he knew it. And he always said,
Oh, it's all right. This isn't the one. But we'll come to it. Don't worry, Becky.
At last, Tom had to tell her that he couldn't find the way forward or back.
Tom! Tom, we're lost! We're lost! We'll never, never get out of this terrible place. Oh, why did we ever leave the others?
After a time, Tom took Becky's candle and blew it out. No words were needed. Becky understood. They had to save their candles. She knew that Tom had a whole candle and three or four pieces in his pocket, but they had to use them carefully. She began to lose all hope. At last, Becky couldn't go any farther. She sat down. Tom sat with her, and they talked about home and the friends there and the comfortable beds and, most of all, the light.